Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Dave.
I'm Tierney.
Hey, we got Dave and Tierney. New voice. We got a new voice on our podcast and an old voice on our podcast.
Very old.
Too old
to be in the training.
I will now introduce you all in MXM. MXM. Jesus. MMC. MCM. MME. Wrestling Federation. WWE version. Our first guest is a first-timer here, but a podcast veteran. From the Never-Ending Minute and the upcoming MASH Minute, she's a wicked Boston Red Sox fan. Get pumped for Tierney Steele Callahan.
I do not deserve that accent.
No, I know. It's just you're a Sox fan.
I am. You're just going to keep doing that, aren't you, every time?
Nope, every time. Well, I'm never going to say Sox again because I'm a Cubs fan, so we don't care about that team.
My Boys was a good show. I'll spot you some Cubs.
And our other guest. How do you describe our next guest? He's the epitome of what it is to live the good nerd life. Master of ceremonies, magi of board games, investor in Steam? Get your game on. It's Dave Palace.
I just made so many nachos with so many refried beans on it. I am ready to podcast.
Yeah, let's eat. Let's all eat. What do we have that's crunchy?
I got ice. I got some ice.
You're just going to chew on ice?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be great. Well, this is a great week. We've got some fun minutes. Kind of a shift in tone. We've been inside of... Oh, thank you for the Foley. We've been in this lab for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it feels like
Feels like it's been forever. So we're finally leaving. We leave in this minute, minute 86. And minute 86 begins with Ethan telling Naya to stay alive and ends with Ambrose staring daggers into Naya.
Hey, she's
it's a good way to leave this facility, if you will.
Yeah, that's all he says. Just stay alive. I don't care if you get maimed or lose an arm or anything.
He doesn't have the grandeur of Daniel Day-Lewis saying it, you know.
But he does leave a room like Daniel Day-Lewis,
yes,
like Last of the Mohicans
just
does.
Just exactly yep. like it, except for the flip.
That's why you guys invited me on this minute, right?
I want to know, are we in like a Metallica music video since they've already done the song for this movie? Because it's a Sparks factory at this point. Like, this place doesn't make...
We're in the video, but we have the music of Hans Zimmer and Enya put together. Like,
Sparks. There's so many...
We're in a Metallica music video directed by Michael Bay.
Yes.
Like, early Michael Bay.
Chris, what's the name of this track on the... soundtrack?
Injection.
Oh.
That's the whole... So we're hearing the end of Injection, the same thing we heard last week.
It's a full 4 minutes and 47 seconds. So
that's huge.
It's a long piece, yeah.
I originally, when I was watching this movie for the first time, it had the little counter down at the bottom. So I'm like, oh, I'll keep an eye out for minute 86. And I thought it was the next minute. So I'm really excited that I get some action here. And I assume that you wanted me for the Hawkeye connection. And that's the only reason why you invited me on today, right?
No, we invited you on for many reasons. One, hadn't had you on.
Two, good one.
We enjoy the female voice on our podcast. Three, yeah, we needed someone who could rein us in because we knew we were going to go off book at some point in this. And there's a lot of empowerment and then a lot of depowerment in these minutes. So we thought we would talk about. It's nice to have some. Last week we didn't have. Yeah, last week we only had a bunch of dudes, so unfortunately we were talking about stuff that we were like, "Oh, this is hard to talk about." It was rough last week. There were a lot of comments made in the movie by the bad guy that were uncool. I now that you've seen it, let's talk a little bit about that, Tierney. This is the first time you've seen this movie, correct?
Yes, I thought maybe I'd seen it on a plane at some point or on a Sunday afternoon, and it turns out no, because I would have definitely remembered that. In the past 24 hours, I learned that sassy Tandy Newton driving a car is my sexuality, apparently. I love her on Westworld, and I would have remembered if I had seen this movie before, and I did not.
Yeah, she's baby Tandy in this.
She's but not too young, not creepy young.
No, not like Claire Young in the first movie.
No, in.
Or like Katherine Heigl in My Father, the Hero.
No. Oh, yeah. We know Dave loves this movie, so this is not the first time he's seen it.
Oh yeah. That line, the stay alive and everything. I will find. I feel like when they did that in the Hong Kong movies, like when it was in like Cantonese or Mandarin or something, like it probably like flowed well, but it just sounds so cheesy when said by Tom Cruise.
If you're not Daniel Day-Lewis, you shouldn't be saying it in an American movie. But if you're Chow Yun-fat or any number of Hong Kong Asian stars out there, you're welcome to say it in Cantonese.
It's funny that we're watching a movie where we're like, yeah, this is a movie by John Woo, and we don't actually like the. We think it'd be better in another language, in his, you know, native tongue,
exactly.
Yeah. I think this part would be stronger, but it is a nice way to end the scene.
Oh yeah.
It's beautifully shot, but the Tandy Newton just with hearts drawn around her name was my main note for watching this movie. And the other one that was movie-wide is that the slow-mo in this film is egregious. And especially in this minute with the music and the hair and the like,
and the sparks behind him as he goes flying out the window.
I don't even mind the line, and I don't even mind him jumping out a window. It's just the slow-mo run between those two things where I'm just like, I can't handle this.
and that's funny, because those are the things that got John Woo work in America.
Yeah, we're all like this. Every 15 to 25-year-old boy basically went, what is this new thing I'm seeing?
Exactly. So
some of us, like Chris and I, and probably Dave when he was younger, had seen some of the Hong Kong cinema stuff. But I swear this sung to me. My blood was like, oh, look at this.
Exactly. I mean, Jonathan knows all too well about me in college and these films. And I saw The Killer in a theater before I even got to college. And I saw Hard Boiled freshman year. And it just, that was it for me.
So if anything, the reason I don't like this movie as much as the other is basically Chris's fault. Because if he hadn't introduced me to John Woo earlier, I would have just gone in and been like, okay, that was an okay movie. And then I'd have seen like Hard Boiled or these other movies. I'd be like, oh, he's so much better. Instead, I saw those first and was like, this is going to be a John Woo Mission Impossible movie. And then it comes on. I'm like, no, this is not good.
It is all my fault.
Are you going to kick me out of the recording room if I say the only thing I'd seen was Kung Pao Enter the Fist? But in my defense, I saw it many, many times.
There's no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer to what movie.
No. That's a fun film.
There isn't.
Yeah.
Even if John Woo didn't direct it.
No.
Even if you watch those old ones where old man white beard fights Jackie Chan type for a girl wearing yellow. That was literally every Saturday morning for me.
Yeah.
That's like every movie from Hong Kong at that point. It's like, is this just the same people doing the same thing every day?
Oh yeah.
Every week. I loved it. Mm. So Ethan says, I'll come find you, stay alive. And then he shoots. Actually, he's already shot the explosives.
Yep.
Blown up the wall. And now he's running running and jumping out of a window is super cool.
Running, jumping out of a... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
What makes it even cooler? Front flip. Do a front flip after you jump out of the window.
It's not even a window. It's a hole in the wall. You blew
hole in the wall.
In the wall, which is even better.
Yeah. I need that to be for a reason. I need it to be that he had to like slow down his speed or something to pull the parachute.
If anything, won't speed him up because he's not at... He's not at terminal velocity yet.
Yeah.
Because he just jumped out. So maybe that does speed you up, but that again would be terrible. That's not what you want to do. You don't want to speed up.
Well, he's also running because he had to, you know, evade the bullets and stuff.
Sure. But what's the spinning for?
That's a show off.
Oh, so it's an Anakin move.
Yes,
it's exactly. Fair. It looks
well,
good.
The thing is that, you know, this is one of those things that I know would have been, it would have been shot live action had we done it today, he still would have done that in real time with multiple cameras and a camera guy following him. But, you know, this is our first big sort of like effects shot that we've got of him in this film.
Do you think he has a wish list of stunts he wish he could go back and do?
Oh, yeah.
Like he thinks back and he's like, man, we did that on green screen. That sucks. I didn't really hang out of a helicopter earlier in this movie.
And the same thing with Mission Impossible 3. He does the same sort of stunt in Japan, Tokyo, and it's a green screen shot. It's not really him.
That sucks.
I mean, it's him, but it's not really on location. Yeah.
And the I went and looked up some of the... Dave has his hand up. Yes,
okay.
Dave.
All right. Let's get... I got a whole page of notes. It's been 2 minutes since I haven't had any of these notes. Okay, so look. Yeah, she doesn't want to let him go, but you know, he's got to find a way to rescue her. I think this is the first time since Prague he has been outmatched and failed his mission.
In these movies, correct?
Yeah, I agree.
Because instead of bringing an extra gun, what he should have done is at least brought either smoke grenades or brought like either a second parachute or something. But I think what he should have done was given her the parachute and then found a way. Now that there's a hole in the wall, get a hold of Billy, and then he could then jump on the helicopter to get Billy. That could have been a plan to get away.
Yeah, because Billy's been missing for the last like 5 minutes.
Yeah, Billy's just in the chopper. Like Billy, I was super by air support, and if anything, like Luther could have been there as well, and like had if he wasn't in the van, like he could have been like in the helicopter with a machine gun, like covering Ethan's escape or something.
Luther, you may not remember where I am. I'm at the sheep farm. Don't you remember?
The sheep farm, like you were on the roof like not 10 minutes ago.
Oh, I think he had to go to the sheep farm because we found out in the script last week there was a scene where the sheep farm got blown up by the IMF safe house at the sheep farm was blown up.
Oh my goodness. All right.
So we think he went back to check on the sheep.
All right. I have a question about the sheep farm, so I'm glad you brought that up. The next episode, I'll want
to. Okay, I have some questions about Billy's role in all of this, but he's not here. He's safe for now.
We all do.
My role, I'm integral. What are you talking about, mate?
All right.
He just screams. He's just there to scream at us the whole movie.
I'm not expecting you to have every answer, but I want to know your answer about this. About, though you're covering MASH, that's sort of about war. What do you think is a good tactical importance of Ambrose not behind cover whatsoever? He's literally just in a corner,
this guy,
like, next to the staircase.
This guy could be killed so many times over. Although, and he's bad himself, because my thing is, why does he not, and maybe there is a physics reason for this, couldn't Ambrose just walk over and point his gun down and take care of this situation? He walks like 2 feet towards the hole and then stops. Yeah. And then we have awful misogyny minute where, like, men surround and glare at her. It's awful. Yeah.
Misogyny minute.
Oh, no. God, yeah.
That's a good one. I like that.
I think Ambrose may be afraid of heights.
Yeah.
Why else would... I mean, like, right now, I'm counting as he jumped out, 7'6", 2009, 2010. Okay. 15 seconds, he is right down below him. Going straight down. He could shoot him.
But see, second 22, it looks like almost like a spotlight. And that's what I thought when I was watching by a minute. I was like, wait, is Billy there in the helicopter with a spotlight on him?
No, those spotlights we talked about last week, that's yet another internal lighting thing that's going on right now. There's literally lights that look like they're like programmed to like move around. It does. You're right. It does look like it's Billy outside shining a light inward. And he's like going to jump out, do a flip, and then land on the helicopter.
I honestly did not remember like how he was going to escape the building, and I was like yeah, what the hell happened to Billy? Like Billy shut the hell up as soon as like Ambrose came in. They're like, oh, we can't talk to him anymore, but there's a hole in the building, there's a hole, and they can talk to him.
Billy's not very good at this.
There's a lot of people not very good at this.
What was that, mate? What'd you say? Did you say something about me? I can't hear over my helicopter.
I said kangaroos.
Like the people who provide the clothing for our all of, not just our henchmen, for all our cast, it's all just black t-shirts, black vests, black hats, and then
and then Naya gets children's clothes.
Don't even. I have a note coming up because you said tech could
She's wearing a 5T gray sweat top.
Exactly. T-shirt.
That's my tech pick. Shut up.
All right. Oh. That's okay. We'll let you do that. Here's another thing. He gives us one last double guns as he's going yes. out. He shoots at the guy. So he should have shot Ambrose. Actually, I would have turned around there and shot back yep. into the hallway.
He was probably afraid of hitting Naya though.
Ah, she's tiny. She's like a slender reed. He's not going to hit her.
And Ambrose doesn't turn that corner until later. He's already right. like got the
oh, okay.
You know, the parachute full of bombs.
I checked in the math on this for base jumpers, 100 feet or less is considered it's suicidal but also can be done. It's just really dangerous. So 100 feet, 120 feet to 30 meters is about where base jumpers say your chute's not going to open in time. So I wanted to check that out, and they're above that. They're on the 42nd floor, so they're definitely more than 100 feet up in the air. Because I was just at first, I was like, you know, you always when you do these minute by minute, you always think about it. You're like, was that really? Could you jump? Could you base jump out of a building at that height? Yes.
Could you fly from Australia to Atlanta in that time?
No.
Exactly.
I worked on the 42nd floor. Now I'm questioning everything about my job.
Did you work in a biochemical laboratory that had both a blue room and a green room and a bunch of petri dishes and lasers?
I mean, not as far as I know.
Oh, well, no. Maybe a secret
that's what
one.
That's what concerns me. Also, secret labs usually aren't on 42nd floor.
That's where they had to go for the atrium. Remember the shaft that gives them all the magical stuff?
Okay.
That nonsense.
Don't get me started on that shaft.
Sorry.
The shaft he's talking about.
Second 50 on the right side, while they're all pointing their guns at Naya, you got those, I don't know, radioactive or biohazard canisters just right there with all the bullet holes on the right side.
I hope that's just gas. That's what we're hoping. It's just like, last week we said maybe it's just helium, so it won't like blow up. Just some non-flammable gas.
Yeah, it's there. Is there a yo-yo leak? Stay alive. I'll come back to you.
I'm not going to lose you.
You're going to make me a lot of money.
What is the architectural feature that makes them be on the 42nd floor? Shaft.
It's a shaft. Shaft. Just talking about shaft, baby.
Well, I think it's also this sort of stuff. And if you're producing gremlins and other things, that's why you can have a building thing like this. You know, you can have a lab in a building.
There, well, that was just retail space.
Exactly. But to still, be fair, you know, 42nd floor. It works.
It does work. Well, guys, this is a great place to go to Tech of the App. Everyone strap on their parachutes, and we're all going to jump out this hole I built. I put in the wall over here. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Ugh. I'm in the chute.
Release. My parachute is now released.
Thank you for clarifying.
As we all float down here. Look,
that's what we were supposed to release.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Damn. Not that kind of release. Different kind of release. We've made it safely out of the building. Let's talk about our Tech of the Eps. Tierney, since you're new to our show, we would love you to go first and tell us what your Tech of the Ep is.
I feel like it should be the parachute. It's really the star of this minute. And it does its job, even as Tom Cruise does everything he can to waste time and slow it down and make it closer to killing him. And it still is just like, nope, I'm going to open and everything's going to be fine. And Ambrose is afraid of heights, so I am safe.
I assumed that a parachute at this day and age, they're not worried about that. That's secondary equipment. So hopefully he's not too fretting about, you know, base jumping with his. Also, he seems to be a consummate jumper slash climber,
yeah, I mean,
so.
He should be comfortable in it. I studied military history. My specialty was World War II. And so I feel, you know, you got to give some appreciation to a good parachute.
I agree.
Yep.
It's a shaped parachute, mm-hmm. too. So he's not just landing like below. He's not just like a paratrooper who just kind of goes straight down. He should be able to get to, I guess, where Luther is after he crawled out of the wreckage of the van. Because I don't know where Billy is. There have been no comms in...
The van exploded again?
Oh, yeah. You'll find that out this
week. The van exploded in this franchise. Like three times?
Yeah. The van explodes at least three times, right? Because
the
there's a car in the first movie. There's a van in this movie. There's a van in Fallout. Yeah. Are there more vans that blow up? We might have to. We might have to be on the lookout for more van explosions.
I think there's a van. I think there's a van in Mission Impossible 3. It's not so much a van as it is a big truck like van. Because he jumps on it at the end in that sequence in with the helicopter.
Yeah,
with getting Kerry Russell. Luther's in a van.
Oh, well, Luther's always in a van, let's be honest.
Exactly.
But yeah, definitely, like, whenever, you know, whenever the next, the Macquarie, you know, cruise joint, like, if Luther's in a van, he's like, I'm checking everywhere if there's a bomb. I got alarms everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. It's going to end on a cliffhanger with him in a van.
Oh, no.
And we'll
don't
start,
say that.
Start eight, whether he's still in
the
van.
End on a cliffhanger or in on a coat hanger? Because he keeps getting caught on, like, things.
On his Gucci coat, you know?
I ruined my silk
like
shirt.
He's like an Under Armour shirt that can't get clipped and he just roll out.
I don't know if they make Under Armour shirts for people like Bing Rhames.
Do they make bear-sized Under Armour with, like, extra thick necks? Because they...
Because like when you see him in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, that's his real size. They have to shrink him down digitally for all these other movies. Yeah.
What about you, Dave?
Right,
what about you?
I like the Sparks alarm system. You know, rather than like whamp 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 or like, you know, like a poison gas or anything. If there's an emergency, it's just gonna spray sparks everywhere. So you know, oh, okay, everyone, we must leave the building through the closest hole in the side. Get your.
Please watch out for the helium tanks as you leave.
Follow the little circular lights that are spinning that aren't really lights, but it's just like a shield around it.
Chris, what about you?
I'm going to go with one that I was going to go with last week, but it got cut off with our minutes here. It's that great push-in shot of Ethan and Naya. It starts in the last minute from last week, but it keeps going in to the moment right before he says stay alive. And it's a great push in as the explosion is happening at the same time. So you've got an explosion and a camera push in that's just it's really like it flows in there. It's great. Or floats in there. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get mine's more of a technique. It's our running. It's our first running of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise running. Has not run in this movie yet.
No, he hasn't. You're right.
He's dangled. And he's climbed, and he's done things very athletic, but he has not run.
Amazing. No. No, so, we'll make up for the running in the next half hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, well, the tech of the app will be running every minute for the for the next half hour.
Running.
So that's mine. Yeah, that's a great place to end. On Mondays, we do plugs. So let's do, you can plug anything you want. Tierney, what's something you'd like to plug?
The easiest thing to plug, because there are plugs on it, is onesteelsister.com, which is my website, and it has links to the soon-to-be four podcasts that I've co-hosted, and it also has links to every episode of a podcast that I've guested on. So this will be on there eventually once those
go
up.
That's awesome. Okay, good. Well, cool. I'm glad we finally got to get you on. I'm like, man, she's kind of like MXM royalty.
You're running out of movie.
What happens is we get people on, and then it starts. The second it gets to two thirds in, it's like I scramble to get everybody else in before the end of the season. I'm like, oh no, the season's about to end.
Well, thank you for squishing me in.
Yeah, no problem. Dave, what about you?
Yes, I'm over at 5 Minutes of Mystery, where I cover the 1999 superhero comedy ensemble Mystery Men. And another thing I'm working on is we're doing our big cystic fibrosis fundraiser that by this point, hopefully, I've gotten everything all organized. I got Tierney involved. I got John involved. We're going to do a lot of money raising, and we'll have our big tournament in Portland this year.
Yeah, cool. And this week will be the week that I put up all the promotions for that in our group. So go to the Impossible Minute for us on Facebook, and you'll be able to see all of the places that you guys can help raise money for cystic fibrosis. We're going to be doing a trivia event. Later on, we'll have a little more information on it as we get closer to it. But during this trivia event, our listeners can actually donate money. And the more money you donate, the more help we get in doing trivia. Like with not hints, but like, well, I guess hints,
yeah,
right?
You can use them to purchase hints, right?
Yeah. It's like,
yeah, well, I can use them to purchase hints. So basically, what you guys will be doing, there'll be certain increments of money. And if our listeners give to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation in our name, we get the points. And we are the champions
or
from last year. It's me. Yes. or Tierney's name or Dave's name. If you, but mine's the best. Put in Minute Impossible, yeah. The Woodyard is the reigning champions. That's me, George, and Rob. But this year, the Woodyard is the Woodyard plus Liz. So we'll be doing trivia again and defending our title. So hopefully, and Dave's the grandmaster of it. Oh, that sounds good. Dave is the Dave's the master of ceremonies.
He's a wizard.
It, so
no, don't say that.
No, don't say that.
He's a wizard, Harry, but a different kind of wizard, like a racist wizard.
Did somebody say a racist wizard?
Oh, hey, welcome hey, to town.
What's going on? Where's the racist wizard?
He shot. Seen you yet in the whole day.
He shoots all those Quentin Tarantino movies. That racist wizard.
All right, he's Mr. Awesome. Town, please go back in your house.
Okay,
back in your house.
Jack.
Talk to you later.
Stupid old
well,
man.
You guys know where to find us: MinuteImpossible.com, at Min Impossible on Twitter, and at our Facebook group that I just mentioned, the Impossible Minute Force. Until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Dave.
And I've been Tierney.
This minute will self-destruct.